Then those Jerichos snatched the water off of the road to the side, you know, to put it out in the woods off of the road, and dig a ditch to the side there, you know, and with a bank to it to pull its water Jerichos off of the road. The roads were real bad. They were something, because there was no gravel in this county.
Yes, sir.
And those poles were the only thing that they had available, you know, to really do anything there as far as establishing something. There wasn't any gravel or stone or anything to stabilize the road. That's the only thing you had to stabilize with to keep from miring down, bogging down, and it rutting up, is putting those poles across those roads.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they gave you a fit then when the automobile came in, those T-model Fords, and you started over them, your head was hitting those wooden bowls in the top of those old tops. So they certainly would bounce going over those.
Yeah, I got you.
You'd have a headache usually from the going anywhere, going town back or church, because you were fortunate if you didn't bump your head two or three times bouncing on that seat if you was on the back seat. More especially hit that bowl over the top there.
Yeah. The water would cut a place across the road, but would it ever do that?
Oh yes, they would do that.
Call that a...
Of course they'd, where that would happen, they'd try to put those in to keep it from washing erosion, making it any deeper, you know, and run over those poles or logs where it wouldn't cut deeper, you know.
Yes, sir. Now, out in your fields, when you got a big rain, would something come and, you know, would it cut a place in the field?
Yes, more especially where the gophers or moles had gotten out there and maybe made a run and at a weak point, place. There was always problems. We're always having to carry logs out there, pull them out there, or these pine tops and try to patch those places, you know.
Fill in those.
Up and
yeah.
Keep from washing so bad. And if it did wash, cut pine tops and lay them with the top of the topmost part up the hill, you know, so then the soil and the water coming down, those pine straw would catch it, you know, as much as possible and hold on.